And now, I will ask a Filipino-speaking lady to read our scripture for today.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm going to read the scripture first in the Grand Sehligaynon, which is our dialect in Negros Occidental in the Philippines. And then I'm going to read it in English afterwards. Okay. Colossus, Kabanata 1, Talata 15 hanggang 17. Si Kristo ang maghid ang kaangay sa hindi makita nga Diyos, kag siya ang makagagahom sa tanan. Kay paagi sa iya, kag para sa iya, ginhimo sang Diyos ang tanan nga butang. Sa langit kag sa duta, hindi lang ang makita, kundi pati man ang hindi makita. Pareho sa bisan, ano nga mga espiritu nga kay otoridad, ukon may gahum, mga espiritu nga nagapangulo o kun nagahari. Sa wala pa mahimo ang bisan, ano nga butang si Kristo arana, kagpaagi sa iya ang tanan nga butang namtang sa ila husto nga lugar. Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 17. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creations. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things had been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and Him all things hold together.
Thank you, Sister Beth. So we know that the word him there, we know that it's Jesus being mentioned, okay? So the title of our message will be, can you put it back? Jesus, God's omnipotent powerhouse. Omnipotent means all-powerful, okay? And the powerhouse means it's the power is there in the name of, in the person of Jesus as a son in the Godhead. Now, I don't know how to make this easier because this is very low. But anyway. Okay. If I ask you, when you see things like this building, this ceiling, what do you see? What? What do you see when you see that ceiling? White. See the color white. When you see this cell phone, what do you see? What we have read, go to the verse. Go to the verse. He is the image of the invisible God. Talking about Jesus who became man, okay? The firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on the earth. So based on that, what do you see now? You see a cell phone, of course. How can we equate that? If all things were created by him, how can we equate that to that verse? This is how you do it. When I wake up in the morning, when I learned that all things were created through him, this is what comes into my mind. When I wake up in the morning and I see my mosquito net, I use mosquito net. I hate the sound of mosquito going around. I don't know why they go around the ears. Maybe they just compare their ears to mine. When I hear that, I use mosquito net. I ordered it from the Philippines. Somebody gave it to me. And up to now, I'm using it until winter when the mosquitoes get cold and they hide. Or they may be heavy because they're wearing jackets. They can't fly. And so how do I see that? This is the way I see it. The Bible says that man is created in the image of God. So in that image, man has the power to think through, has the power to create something, has the power to discover the things that had been created by God. So I see a plastic wrapped. But where did that plastic came from? That net? Where did it come from? It came from the creation of God, where they were able to create a plastic, to put that net together. Then they created a machine that would make it a string of plastic. Where did that come from? From the mind of the one that God has created, man the wise. So if I see this cell phone, I see God's wisdom in this. I see how God created all things that man has to discover, and they have discovered this, whatever they discovered, to make a cell phone. And then they discovered the waves, the airwaves. But everything has been created already by God. Man has just had to discover it. And all of this, I attribute it when I see it. Oh God, thank you for your goodness. Because you gave me intelligence, now I'm safe from the sound of mosquitoes. Simple as that. You know, there is this, I watched it on TV, how the eyes has been a combination, how is it? It's composed of trillions of cells. Think of that. The omnipotent, the power of God in that. Now, that He made it that way so that we will be able to see clear as you. Imagine if we don't have eyes. I'll be speaking. You will miss the beauty of how God made me. Oh, where is this? No, it doesn't want to work. Hang on. Yeah. So, but it has been formed by trillions of cells just to make it the way it is. It's just that through the intelligence of man, they were able to discover all of it. But it's all through the creation of God. Now, where is God? Where is Jesus when He created in the first creation? If Jesus was there, we will understand first who Jesus is. In Exodus 3:13-14, let's read it. Ready? Begin. When Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am who sent to you.'" I am is the name of God that is being projected as, I am what you need. I am the creator. I am whatever it is except sin. He is not the author of sin, because He is a holy God. Now, where is Jesus? What did Jesus say about Himself too? Let's read it, the next verse. I don't know how to control this. Oh, I think I really need to learn to use an iPad. It is not following. Yeah, let's read the next verse. Where is Jesus in creation? Ready? Begin. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Same name. I am there. I am omnipresent. I've always been there with the Father forever. Now, let's look at how can he be in the creation? Where is Jesus in creation? But let's look first who Jesus really is, how he is described to be who he is. John 1:1-3, ready, begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Without Jesus, nothing was made. Without Jesus, we don't see all of this that we see. But because of him, all things were created through him. Now, let's go to Genesis. Let's see, where is Jesus in creation in Genesis? Let's read it. Now, we're getting to that point where we'll find Jesus even in creation. Where is he there? My goal on this message is for us to see Jesus as a powerful word that is in us and will be with us. Let's read. Where is Jesus in creation? Ready? Begin. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That was the first creation. Okay. Now, God is there, the Father, in the beginning, God. And the Spirit is there in the verse 2. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then, where is Jesus in verse 3? We just read that God is the Word. In the beginning, let's go back to that John 1, please. John 1:1. Some more back. What? Some now. Yeah. Let's see. Let's read it again. Ready? Begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay. And he was, 2, and he was in the beginning with God. He was there. 3, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made, and that was made. Next verse. No, in 14. Yeah, and this will tell us who that is. Ready? Begin. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is John speaking, okay? And they saw his glory, and the Word became flesh. Who's that Word that became flesh? There is only one that became flesh, the only begotten Son. And that's the name of that is Jesus. Now, where is God in John chapter 1, verse 3? Go to verse 3, please. John 1:3. Hang on. Okay. No, not John. Genesis 1. Sorry. Genesis 1, verse 3. Okay, this in verse 1, the Father is there. In verse 2, the Spirit is there. In verse 3, where is Jesus there? He is the Word. And everything is created through him, through the Word. Now, where is Jesus in verse 3? Let's read it again. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Where is Jesus there, if he is the Word? The Father said, let there be light. If you study literature, writing, you put a close, open parenthesis, quotation. I used to write short stories when I was high school, and we use that to quote what the person said, and what the person said, like, and Dad said, quote unquote, I'm handsome. End of the quote. So what is the word of Dad's there? I am handsome. Now, what is the word of the Father there? Let there be light. The red one. That's the word of the Father. And was there had there been light later on? And there was light. And everything he just said, and it came to pass. And that's Jesus, the Word of God. The power of God is in him. Anything he said, it came to pass. There's nothing that he created except man. Man, he didn't use a word. You know that? He didn't use word in creating man. He took dirt, wet dirt, of course, from the palm of his hand, he created God, he created man. So everything we see it, hopefully, the power of God through Jesus. Because everything was created through him. Then he took the dust. Because he's going to create this time, not just creation. He's going to create an image. An image different from animals. The dumbest man, they said, is still the most intelligent among all creation. I don't know how do you define a dumbest man? Why? Because the image of God is in that man. Intelligent, creative, has his own will, and etc. We now look on social media, and everything is there. How did that happen? Because man, because God had put his image in man, the intelligence of God is in man. They just have to discover everything that he had created. During the time of Job, the Bible says that he was full of sore all. I believe that that's not sore, that's cancer. Because there was no cancer during that time. They don't know about radio waves, they don't know about electricity, that there is a direct current, but later on, man was able to discover. Before, when there is a battle, hundreds of thousands are killed. Because they just fight together. Dum, 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 dum. They're standing there. But now, just few are being killed. But just few. Just what? I don't know what? Boom, 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 through. less people are being. But before it was not like that. They would ambush each other. They would. You see those old movies. Those were true stories. That they just stand there and boom 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 boom. And how can you? Why do you have to stand? But now man is intelligent enough to avoid too many people killed. Then they just do something to, I don't know. But all of those because God had given man wisdom. So it's either that wisdom that he gave you, that dream that he gave you, vision that he gave you, it's either you do it for good or you do it for bad. You can use it for anything. So, animals are just living beings and have existence, but men have the life of God himself in them. And that's going to be important for us to equate that to the Word, which is Jesus himself. Let's read John 3:16. Do you have John 3:16 there? Nothing. Yeah, let's read it. Ready? Begin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What do you mean when you say so? So loved. Love you so much. I don't know if you remember when you fall in love to somebody that you really love. What was the feeling when you first fall in love. I don't know if you had fallen in love, but I had fallen in love. You sleep at night and you think of her. You wake up in the morning and you think of her. You look at the leaves and you see her face on the leaves. And then you just want to be with her all the time. All the time you want to talk to her. But at that time, there was no cell phone yet. There was no telephone. I was very good in writing. I know, Louisa knows, 3 pages of... Yeah, I write. With tears sometimes. Tears. Especially during the time when our pastor don't think she's for me. Oh, I wrote a very long letter so in love. And I believe that's the kind of love, more than the, of course, because he gave his life. He gave his life, so love. The word of God is the power of God that will reveal to us how we're being loved by God. I don't know if I put it here, the last verse. In Psalms 119, verse 11, is there? Let's read it. Ready? Begin. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. David's speaking. Your word I have hidden in my heart. How powerful is that for us? That sin there is more than what we know sin. Anything that is against faith is sin. Like worry is a sin. The outcome of that worry later on will just come. But worry is a sin. In a sense that it will lead you to not trust the one who created you, who had promised you. You will begin to do something that is contrary to faith. So it's the word that when we have the word in us, in our hearts, we have Jesus in our hearts, that revelation about God that would create, that would bring us into that trusting Him no matter what. No matter what. You would just trust in Him. I always wanted when I was 64 to go. When I was 64, I'm 70 now, ma'am. I always dreamed that I will go part-time after that. So it happened. When I was 65, something happened. I'm telling you about the power of the word. Something happened. I don't know where we were, that we were together. And then suddenly, it revealed to me about the goodness of God, why He gives us inheritance. From generation, how He gave Abraham inheritance, then Abraham was next, Isaac and Jacob, and even Israel. As up to now, Israel is enjoying the inheritance God for them. So I had that revelation. And so I bargained in my mind, I'll just go casual. So I went casual. And then there was even a time that I think I'll just work at Kerry Park so that I can go fishing more. Anytime I don't. That fishing is really so intense within me. This man knows it. But later on, that revelation about inheritance just keep burning within me. You know, vision wakes you up and keeps you strong to keep going. Then I saw how God blessed Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. Didn't leave them, even to now Israel. Then I decided, Lord, if this is your will, okay, give me a job that it will be very easy for me, that I will enjoy it, and I'll keep going. And I kept going. Now I'm 70, going 71. and working full time. And I have a job that every driver would love to do it. You know what's that? Standby duty. A standby duty is you sit there in at the depot waiting for a breakdown. Waiting for somebody to get absent. If there is none, you sit there. It's good we have YouTube now. I watch my favorite sports games and noontime shows. Eat bulaga. Because if there is nothing like that, I would be very bored in my life. So God had provided me that heart that now I keep working. Not for mass. We don't need it anymore. We don't need it. We have our pension. We already can live. We have a house that we can live. But now it's for my children and my grandchildren. Sorry, Kyle, you have not yet received yours. But one day, maybe. But my grandchildren, I know the extension of our vision will go to them. That inspires us. So what does the word, the Rhema word, can do to your heart? It can bring you to a place where His plans, His desires, you will do it. That's the power of Jesus in us. The Bible says that I know the plans I have for you. Plans not to harm you. Plans for you to have a good future. And that future, I posted on Facebook. I said, 3 generations that keeps me going to give them a good future. That's Ezra. Louisa was there. Hannah was there. And Clara was there. And that's from my heart. Not only them, of course, all of them equally. There is no panganay, there is no bunso here. There is no eldest, there is no. Just on the time, proper time. And so, I don't know with you guys, how do you receive that word in your heart? If there is none, ask God, Lord, reveal to me your will, really. I want to go on. I want to keep going. And one of the dreams that I have had when I was younger was that I want to go keep working until the time that it's time for me to retire. But God had revealed to me how to take care of the body so that you can keep going even if you are old. They asked me, how old are you? I said, 70. What? I don't know what is that what means. Because all the drivers, you see the drivers at the depot, they're big and look old. And when you ask them, they're just 55, 50, because they didn't take care of themselves. And all their dream was get to 65 and they will retire. So all of those revelations about the stewardship that God had put in my heart, that made me determined, yes, Lord, I will take care of myself and I want to be productive up to the time you say, no, that's stop it. Just go fishing. Just play pool. And when that time comes, I don't know if I can fish every day. I'm thinking that probably when I'm already on wheelchair, I would ask Elijah to bring me to Cornwallis and just... Because that's the gift of God, that, you know, enjoy life, have fun. But let's not forget, we have our priority. My priority is the church. My priority is my family. But they have to understand that even if it's birthday, their birthday, that should not be a guide, a goal, that I have to be there on their birthday. I just give my gift sometimes, but the concern and the support will be there always for them. So, I have to end here. Whatever the word that God puts there in your heart, that's powerhouse for you to go, keep going, trusting God. It doesn't matter what the body says, keep going, believing in God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. You are a good God to us. And teach us, Lord, to always trust you no matter what. To keep going, Lord, with you as we walk by faith in this earth today. Let the vision, let the plan that you have put in our hearts just keep burning, Lord, so that every day we walk through, we trust in you always, that there's a good future for every one of us, for our families, our grandchildren, and our children. We thank you, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we...